Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. The sermon for today, the 13th Sunday after Trinity, the Great Commandment, by the Most Reverend John T. Cahoon, late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. The most important character of this morning's gospel is a man who has no name other than a lawyer. The lawyer had been listening to Jesus preach, and he decided that it was now time to find out how clever Jesus really is. So he asks Jesus, "What do I have to do to get eternal life?" Not a bad question at all. Jesus says, "You're a bright boy, you're a lawyer. Tell me what the law says." The lawyer replies, "The law says to love God and love your neighbor as yourself." We should find those words rather familiar. Jesus replies, "That is exactly the right answer. If you do that, you will have eternal life for sure." St. Luke says that the lawyer was willing to justify himself. What he means is that the lawyer wanted to believe that he was already doing all that the law demanded. He wanted to go away from the conversation with Jesus with a confidence that he did not have to put forth any more effort. So he asked Jesus to define the word neighbor for him. He's obviously hoping that the definition will be quite narrow. Ideally, that it will be limited to the people that the Lord was loving already. Jesus tells him a story which answers the question, how does a loving neighbor act? Rather than the lawyer's question, who is my neighbor? We know his story has the parable of the Good Samaritan. The victim of a mugging is lying by the side of a road. A priest and a Levite excuse themselves from helping him. Then a Samaritan goes out of his way to take care of him, and so provides the perfect practical definition of what it means to love one's neighbor. The story gets a twist from the fact that Jesus' listeners hated the Samaritans and would never have looked to them as moral examples. So Jesus' story, quite pointedly, does not answer the lawyer's self-justifying question, who is my neighbor? Jesus asks instead, who acted as a neighbor to the beaten man? The lawyer has little choice but to answer, the one who showed him mercy. So Jesus concludes, go and do thou likewise. Go out and do the same thing the Samaritan did. The parable of the Good Samaritan, in fact, answers the lawyer's first question, which was, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus is telling the lawyer, if you want to earn eternal life, then you must act toward everyone, just as the Samaritan acted toward the beaten man. If we place today's epistle alongside the gospel, we will see that the lawyer was asking an impossible question. In Christian terms, the proper answer to the question, what shall I do to inherit eternal life, is nothing. There's nothing you can do to inherit eternal life. Even the most self-satisfied and self-justified among us would surely not dare to stand before God and claim that every thought and every word and every action in his whole life has met the standard the Good Samaritan sets. If acting as a Good Samaritan did is the only ticket to heaven, then we are all surely going to hell. St. Paul looks at the issue of eternal life in a completely different way. He talks about promises, specifically promises God made to Abraham in the Old Testament. God promised Abraham two things, land and descendants, which meant his family would always exist and would always have a place of their own in which to exist. The Old Testament law, which included the commandment to love God and love one's neighbor, came along 430 years after the promises. Moses lived that much later than Abraham. People like the lawyer in the gospel began to think that to receive the promises, they had to keep the law. But St. Paul says, if you have to do something to get what has been promised to you, then you are talking about a contract, not about a promise. God gave the law not to put conditions on what he had promised, but to help us realize that no one can keep the law. That, in terms of today's gospel, there is nothing anyone can do to earn eternal life. The promises to Abraham were for his descendants, the Jews. Jesus is a descendant of Abraham. We Gentiles get in on the promises through him. When we are baptized, we become members of Jesus' body, and that makes us into descendants of Abraham. The Jews saw God fulfill his original promises to Abraham in a never-ending family tree, and in a specific Mideastern territory we call Israel. The New Testament reveals that God promises all his people, Jews and Gentiles alike, even more than that. He promises us not only descendants, but also everlasting life. He promises that we shall live out our everlasting life in heaven, which is the true promised land. A promise is a promise, and God is the sort of person who keeps his promises. The way to inherit eternal life is to trust God to keep his promises. If we believe he keeps his promises, then we can start trying to act as the Good Samaritan did. We will want to be Good Samaritans, not because we have to be, but because we are grateful to God. We should be more grateful to him for what St. Paul tells us. The scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.